Hi, you're listening to the fifth episode of Coffee with Clara. I'm your host, Clara McCoy, and today I'm chatting with junior Sydney Zimmerman about her experience at boarding school. Enjoy the episode.
Okay, so to start, introduce yourself, tell me a little bit about yourself, and then say what you're drinking.
My name is Sydney. I'm a junior. I love to like watch movies and TV shows and spend time with my friends, and I like to like swim and be outside and stuff, so I don't know. Oh, and I'm drinking a hot chocolate.
And I'm drinking an iced vanilla matcha.
So when did you go to boarding school?
My ninth grade year.
Okay, and where was that? What was it called?
It's called Kent, like a Kent school. It's in Connecticut. It's in Kent, Connecticut, actually, but yeah.
And how was that decision made for you to go to boarding school?
Well, I don't remember exactly where the idea started, but I like got the idea for it somewhere. I'm not exactly sure where, but then I brought it to my parents, and they thought it was a good idea. And then my dad kind of like went through like the whole process and like figured everything out and like found some schools and stuff. And then I guess I just kind of like visited some schools and picked the one I like, and I went.
Yeah. So it was your idea?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And do you remember like how long you were kind of toying with the idea, or like how long you were thinking about it, and like how quick that turnaround was?
I believe I started like actually like looking like for schools and stuff around November of my eighth grade year.
Okay.
And like the whole admission process, I think you have to have like your things admitted by like January 15th, so like a little bit before.
Okay, so that was relatively short, like 2 months.
Yeah.
Okay. Probably. And how many, do you remember exactly how many boarding schools you visited or, like, other schools that you visited?
I think I visited, like, 4 or 5 in, like, the general, like, East Coast area.
Okay. How did you know that you wanted to go to the East Coast?
Well, most boarding schools are on the East Coast.
Okay.
And also, I feel like it's oddly similar to, like, Minnesota in a way. Well, because there's not really many in the Midwest.
Yeah.
And on the East Coast, there's, like, I don't know. I just kind of, the ones that I, like, liked, I think, were just more over there, so.
Yeah. So just tell me generally about what your experience was like over that year.
It was very fun, because there's not a lot of, like, attention from, like, adults. So there's, like, it's just a lot of spending time with your friends. But, like, you also don't get any time to yourself. Like, you're always with people, which is really fun, but also sometimes when you just need to, like, watch a movie or just, like, chill, it's, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But it is definitely really fun. Like, there's just, like, always people hanging out or, like, games going on and sports events to go to and different types of activities. Like, there's, like, a whole, like kind of, like, SAC type thing, but, like, they plan more activities, like, every weekend and
that's awesome.
Stuff, so I don't know.
Yeah. How many people did you room with?
I had 2 roommates.
Okay. And were you, like, friends with them? What was that relationship like?
Yeah. Well, I was closer with one of them than the other one. But we were all, like, friends, and it was kind of fun because we would all hang out and watch movies together.
Yeah.
And we had, like, shared things in the room, like a fridge and stuff, and, yeah, we definitely did a lot together. And it's nice because you can, like, walk with them to, like, the dining hall and all these places, so.
Yeah. How, would you say that, like, the relationships you made while you were at boarding school have lasted you until now? Like, are you still in touch with those people?
Yeah, there's definitely, like, I'm not in touch with, like, everyone, but I still, like, follow, like, I also am in touch with a lot of them through social media. Mm-hmm. And then there's, like, 3 that I, like, still, like, talk to on the phone sometimes and stuff like that. So.
Okay. How many people were in your grade? About.
It was about the same as here, I would say.
So pretty
maybe a couple more.
Okay.
Or less. I don't know, actually, exactly.
Okay. And do you have a general idea of, like, where those people came from geographically? Like, were a lot of them from the East Coast, or did they kind of come from all over?
There were definitely a lot from the East Coast, but there's also some from, like, California and other places in the U.S., and then also some from, like, other countries and things.
Okay. And how would you say, like, boarding school differed from SPA? I'm sure there are a lot of ways, but what are, like, the biggest ways that it was different?
I'd say a lot of the things academically were, the same.
Okay.
I think I got a lot less homework, but it was also in ninth grade, so it's kind of hard to tell with, like, that area. Mm-hmm. But I think it's just... Well, there were definitely more, like, options for sports, but it's also just because it's a different area, so there's, like, crew, like, as, like, an option, and other things like that, that are more just, like, East Coast sports that we don't really have here.
Yeah.
And there's also, well, I mean, because you're living, like, on the, like, campus, there's, like, it's different, and, like, you see your teachers more and stuff, which is, I don't know, can be interesting.
Yeah. How did you decide to only stay there for 1 year? Like, do most people only go for 1 year, or how does that work?
Well, I wasn't sure. Well, when I was first, like, doing it, I was, like, I wasn't really sure if I really wanted to do it, but I was also, like, I might as well try it for 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
So when I, like, first went, I wasn't positive that I was actually going to stay for 4 years or not. And then I kind of just realized that, like, I really only have, like, 3 years left to, like, live at home.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of miss having, like, my own room and... You know, some of my friends that, like, I grew up with, because a lot of my friends I've known for, like, my whole life that live here.
Yeah.
And I didn't really want to, like, miss out on the time to, like, see my family and, like, my little sister and stuff, so.
Yeah.
I thought it might be best if I came home, but I definitely did enjoy it, mm-hmm. which a lot of people are like, did you not like it? But, like, I did like it. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense. I think there's, like, a lot of, it seems like there's a lot of factors to consider. How, have you been going to SPA since?
Kindergarten.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What lessons did you learn from the experience? Or, like, what takeaways? What are your biggest takeaways?
Well, I definitely learned a lot about, like, I don't know, more, like, independence, because I didn't have my parents to, like, help me with, like, pretty much everything. So, like, going grocery shopping and, like, all that stuff, like, I guess, well, I mean, like, I don't know, I've probably gone to that one, but, like, just, like, a lot of, like, independence and, like, not having someone help you through everything and not having someone, like, always necessarily, like, there looking over your shoulder, like, do everything for you if you need help with stuff. So, like, independence, and I guess it also taught me a lot about, like, meeting new people and, like, I don't know. It was kind of interesting also learning about people because, like, I really, like, I grew up in Minnesota. I've lived here my whole life, so I really only knew about Minnesota. And it was kind of interesting because... I never really realized how, like, different states were in the U.S., and also, like, the differences between, like, there were a lot of, like, different things that, like, East Coast and, like, Connecticut kids were, like, I don't know, they're different in a way.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure.
Yeah, that makes sense. Would you say that, like, coming back to SPA after being at a boarding school, you view school differently, or, like, it feels different?
I don't know, actually. I feel like at this point it doesn't, but when I first came back, it was a little different.
Mm-hmm. In what way?
Well, also just when I, at my boarding school, like when I went there, I think they changed the schedule after I left, but when I went there, like most days we didn't start class till like 10:15.
Wow.
So I didn't have to wake up till then, and also absences were not, like they didn't really matter as much. And you got a couple before, like, it actually, like, they even told your parents or gave you detention. You got, like, 5 per quarter.
Oh, wow.
So it was also, and there also really wasn't much, like, homework that you really had to turn in. And I guess this year we don't really have that either. But last year we did. So it was just kind of more of an adjustment back into, like, this learning environment, I would say.
Totally.
If anything.
Cool. Anything else that I didn't ask about that you want to add or share?
I don't know.
Would you recommend it?
Honestly, yeah, I would. I feel like it also depends on the person, because there are some people that I know that, like, probably wouldn't really enjoy it, but there's some people that I feel like would. I feel like it's kind of the person you are
mm-hmm.
and what you enjoy, because I don't know. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Okay. Would you mind, if you have, like, pictures from when you were away or, like, any, like, yeah, just, like, pictures that I can put into the podcast, that would be amazing if you want to just email them to me.
Yeah, I might have a couple.
Okay.
I can check.
Cool.
But yes.
Awesome. Yeah, I'll like, email you to remind you.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for meeting with me. I'm so excited for this to go up. It'll probably go up, like, this weekend maybe, or, like, early next week. Would you say that, like, coming back to SPA after being at a boarding school, you view school differently, or, like, it feels different?
I feel like at this point it doesn't, but when I first came back, it was a little different.
Mm-hmm. In what way?
Well, also just when I at my boarding school, like when I went there, I think they changed the schedule after I left, but when I went there, like most days we didn't start class till like 10:15.
Wow.
So I didn't have to wake up till then, and also absences were not, like, they didn't really matter as much, and there also really wasn't much like homework that you really had to turn in, and I guess this year we don't really have that either, but last year we did, so it was just kind of more of an adjustment back into like this learning environment, I would say.
Would you recommend it?
Honestly, yeah, I would. I feel like it also depends on the person, because there are some people that I know that like probably wouldn't really enjoy it, but there's some people that I feel like would. I feel like it's kind of the person you are, mm-hmm. and what you enjoy, because I don't know. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Coffee with Clara. Looking for more? Check out the first four episodes with Atari Ernst, Violet Benson, Mehmet Eri, and Isaac Rodarius. Stay tuned for next month's episode.